You are going to listen to two students and their supervisor discussing their research into working environments. For questions 1 to 6, listen and complete the gaps.
Hello, Professor Hickey. Can we come in?
Yes, certainly. Hello, Charlotte. Hello, Jim. Do come on in and take a seat. So, how's your research coming along?
Mine's progressing well, I think. All my questionnaires are completed and I'm analysing the results.
Excellent, Charlotte. Now, let me check. Your focus was related to the effects of sounds on productivity, wasn't it?
No, that's Jim. Oh. Mine is centred around multinational companies like Amazon.
Oh, yes, that's right. So, how many questionnaires have you managed to get completed?
Around 50, from about 3 different companies.
Excellent. And what about you, Jim?
Mine's not going so well, I'm afraid. I'm having some serious difficulties finding people who are willing to be interviewed. And so far, I've only found one person. People simply aren't getting back to me.
Well, that is one of the main difficulties when it comes to undertaking qualitative research, especially face-to-face interviews. It might be an idea to review the methodology you're using. Think of other ways you can obtain the data you want. I'd personally suggest organising focus groups, as people tend to feel less intimidated when they're not the sole focus of attention. You'll also gain a wider spectrum of results and save time.
Okay. To be honest, I haven't got far. I've still got 2 sections to complete, so I don't think it will hurt to move away from interviews. It's a shame, though, as my one interview gave me some really valuable insights. The employee talked about how much more productive they were when listening to music. And also, they mentioned how being more flexible in many aspects of their work really made them work better.
I found that too. Flexible working was one of the most commonly cited reasons for productive working.
Yeah, but interestingly, I read an article about working environments recently, and it talked about big companies having lots of different areas for employees. You know, like sleep pods and cafe areas and terraces, that kind of thing. Well, the article said that although employees seem to like it, it's not at all cost-effective.
Yes, that's the Bonner article. It's worth reading if you haven't already, Charlotte.
I will, thank you.
Look, Charlotte, we'll come to you in a minute, but Jim, I think we need to think about your situation. You absolutely must get your research carried out in the next few weeks, or it's possible that you'll struggle to meet the deadline. You know, if that happens, you automatically fail, and we don't want that.
I know. I think you're right. Maybe I'll start working on organising some focus groups in order to gather some data as soon as possible.
Now read questions 7 to 10.
And Charlotte, you say you're analysing the results from your questionnaires now. Are you finding any patterns?
Actually, I wasn't sure I'd find anything, but I identified some really clear patterns. I wasn't really expecting that, but I'm pretty pleased.
And what have you found?
Well, that more up-to-date working environments, in all forms, so flexible working, forward-thinking workspaces, things like gyms and gardens, all of them contribute to making a more effective working environment and ultimately making a more successful company.
Really? Can you say that? It's not what my research found. Remember that Bonner article? From my reading, I've found that only some of these practices are actually effective. I know I haven't conducted any primary research yet, but I don't think it's such a simple picture. I think there's a lot of discussion about these workplaces being great, but generally it's for recruitment purposes. It's not actually beneficial when working.
You mean that these new style work practices and environments are a negative thing?
No, not so much negative as irrelevant to existing employees. They're just there to attract new people, the best people, because the idea of working in a place with gardens and pool tables seems attractive.
Jim, if you're going to make such strong assertions, you had better support them with readings and research, because remember, your work is only going to have academic value if it's based on evidence. Charlotte, from what I can see here, your research so far is solid. I think you've got good questions on your questionnaire and you've collected some rich data. Remember to analyse the data very carefully when formulating your main points, though. Jim, I want to see you next week, as you're going to need to begin this research with some urgency, so come back with what you've done next Wednesday afternoon.